Voters in Alaska's largest city elected six municipal assembly seats last evening, but with thousands of absentee and early ballots still to be counted, the outcomes of some races may change. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Anchorage voters kept four out of five city assembly incumbents in their seats on Tuesday, but two races ended unpredictably by the time the polls closed and most of the votes were tallied up. In East Anchorage, challenger Pete Peterson upset incumbent Adam Trombley, taking nearly 42% of the vote. Trombley finished the night with 37%. While a third challenger for the District 5 seat, Mao Tosi, took 20%. Peterson was not shy about declaring victory Tuesday as supporters rallied around him at Election Central. Peterson said he'd worked hard for votes.
I've been out there talking to people since last October. You know, when you knock on people's doors and take time to listen to them, they appreciate it and they get a chance to know you personally, as a person. It's not just an ad that they see on TV or an ad they hear on a radio or a piece of paper in the mail. They've actually met you, and I think that makes a big difference.
If the Peterson-Trombley race is close, the District 6 race is a real squeaker. Three candidates are vying for that South Anchorage seat to be vacated by a termed-out assemblyman. By Tuesday night's count, Bill Evans had 41% of the vote, while Bruce Doherty had just under 39%. The third candidate, Pete Nolan, has 19% of the vote. Anchorage voters also passed 8 out of 9 ballot propositions, a $5.5 million bond package aimed at library improvements and a ballpark relocation failed by a narrow margin. City election officials say the 6,000 outstanding ballots should be tallied next week. Official election results will be certified on April 15th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.